Hi, I'm Shibby, and I want to make my audio so much better. So I've decided to actually read the Yeti manual to help me with that. Oh, that seems so boring. So to make it more interesting for me, I'm going to play with myself while I read it. Here in my bed, where it's just so warm from all the covers. I think it'll be so much fun if you listen to me. Because knowing that you're listening to me just makes touching myself so much more fun. Now, the Yeti pamphlet. Is on a bit of a flip paper. And at first I was really worried because it looked kind of long. And then I realized that half of it's in Spanish. So really, I only have to read half of it. So the first page is, you know, a description of it, about how easy it is. It really is easy. You just have to plug it into a USB port and you're good to go. I like how easy it is. I use it with Audacity, but you can really use it with any sort of software. On page one. There's getting to know your Yeti. Triple capsule array. 3 condenser capsules in an innovative configuration to enable great recordings in most any situation. This is pretty much a definition page, I guess. An inventory, maybe. Multiple pattern selection. You can quickly select from each of Yeti's 4 pattern settings. Stereo, cardioid, omnidirectional, bidirectional. By simply rotating the pattern selector knob. And it's really easy. There's just there's buttons on the back, and you just spin it around to what you want. And it's so easy. Microphone gain. Use this knob to control the gain, which is it gains, in other words, the sensitivity of Yeti's microphone elements. Begin recording with this knob centered. If you're experiencing digital distortion with a very loud sound source, just simply decrease the gain counterclockwise. If you desire higher sensitivity, simply increase the gain by turning clockwise. Blue Loco. The Blue Loco indicates the front of the microphone. You know. Oh, it is a little distracting. Set screws. Turn each of these knobs clockwise to tighten and secure the microphone at the desired angle. To remove the microphone from the included desk stand, simply unscrew both set screws entirely while supporting the microphone with your hand. Carefully remove the Yeti microphone by lifting directly up and out of the desk stand. At this rate, I might have a hard time not coming, but I think I'll try to save that as my reward at the end. Let's see. Mute button / status light. Press this button to mute the output from the microphone. When the mute button is flashing, the microphone is muted and no signal will be sent to the computer. To end microphone muting, simply press the button again. The status light will illuminate solid during normal operation to indicate proper function. I guess at this point you might be wondering what I'm using to play with myself. I'm afraid I don't have any toys right now. So I'm using my fingers, my forefinger, and my middle finger, and they're just surrounding my clit. I'm slowly circling, and sometimes I'll put my forefinger on the direct left side of my clit, still over the hood, and just use my middle finger to kind of tweak it over and over. And it just feels so good. Now, where were we? Headphone volume control. Easily control the volume of Yeti's headphone output by adjusting the volume knob. No need to click through software menus to find the right headphone volume. That is pretty convenient. Headphone output. Yeti includes a standard 1/8 headphone jack for monitoring and playback. Use Yeti's headphone output to monitor your microphone recording in real time without latency delays. Or use the Yeti's headphone amplifier to reproduce music, movies, or tracks from your computer with the incredible fidelity and detail provided by the dedicated headphone amplifier and high quality digital to analog converter. USB connection. Yeti connects to your computer with one simple USB cable. You just plug in a mini USB small connector into the USB port on the Yeti and plug the other end into an available USB port on your computer. To perform at its best, Yeti should be plugged directly into a powered USB port. Oh, so avoid connecting through USB hubs or other USB multipliers. And I guess we'll go to the next page. Standard thread mount. If you would like to mount your Yeti to a standard microphone studio mount, remove Yeti from the included desk stand and thread in a standard threaded mount for maximum versatility. Getting started with Yeti. After I'd have to slow down. I'm getting a little too close. Knowing that you're listening to me kind of makes it harder to have self-control. After unpacking your Yeti, rotate the microphone 180 degrees. Set the blue logo and headphone volume control is facing you. Tighten the set screws on the left and right of the base. After adjusting the microphone for your desired angle, connect the Yeti to your computer. With the supplied USB cable. Avoid plugging Yeti into USB hubs or multipliers. Plug directly into your computer for best performance. See below for installation instructions for your operating system. For Windows Vista, I don't really have that, so we're gonna skip it. Windows XP. Here we go. Plug the microphone into the USB port on your computer using the provided USB cable. 1. From the start menu, select the control panel. From the control panel, select the sounds and audio devices icon. Select the audio tab. Select Yeti stereo microphone. From the sound playback pull down menu, select the volume button within the sound playback area. From this screen, you will want to adjust the microphone monitoring volume. If there is not a visible fader from microphone output, select properties from the options menu. make sure that the box labeled microphone within the show the following volume controls window is checked. There's a little side note. The microphone monitoring volume is different than the microphone gain control. The microphone monitoring volume is the amount of sound from the microphone that is sent to your main computer output. The microphone input volume is the control that determines the amount of sound from the microphone that goes into your computer. If the microphone input is distorting the microphone input volume should be adjusted accordingly. From this screen, you will also want to adjust the computer's master volume as a starting point. Set the computer's master volume to 100%. Once you've selected it, the Yeti as your output device, you can control. You can control headphone volume with the volume knob on the front of your Yeti. Select Yeti stereo microphone from the sound recording pull down menu. Select the volume button within the sound recording area. It's getting harder now. I think I'll just start sticking my fingers inside of me. Sometimes it's fun to just finger fuck myself a little bit and get really wet. From this screen, you'll want to adjust the computer's internal microphone gain. Again, volume, the settings. As a starting point, set the microphone fader at about 80%. If you want to record something that is very loud, like drums or band practice, you'll want to turn the setting down. If you're recording something quiet, like us right now, you may want to turn this setting up. Select the output. Oops, that's not what we want to read anymore. Oh, joy. I think we finally got to the interesting part. So what can I do with Yeti? In short, anything. Remember, there are no rules in recording. Only guidelines. If it sounds good, then it is good. On the following pages, we've provided suggested uses and a description for each. Each of the recording modes, also known as patterns, available, and how you can use them to get great results every time. If this all seems a bit much, just remember you can always try recording while switching through each of the recording modes to dial in your favorite sound. Let's see. Next, they have a page that has lots of pictures. And it starts with the pattern modes. Let's see. The first pattern is stereo, and the pattern setting symbol is kind of like if you took two rings and put one slightly over the other. I mean, if you turn it to the side, it kind of look like tits smushed together. But the source and direction for stereo is in the picture. It shows it gets the sound from right in front, but it also takes the sound from either side. Let's see, what do I have it on? I'm gonna switch it to stereo. No, you can hear it from both sides, can't you? Let's see. The recording applications for stereo are vocals, ensemble, choir, and instruments. Next is cardioid. The picture looks like a kind of blunted heart on its side, and the sound source direction just shows it purely in front of you, and the recording applications are podcasts, voiceovers, vocals, and instruments. That sounds just about perfect. So I'm actually going to switch it back to that. There we go. That's better now. Next, we have omnidirectional, and it's just a circle, and the source seems to come from all four sides of the microphone, which I could see being useful. Apparently, you put this to use in a conference calls, field recordings, and events like orchestras, apparently. Last one is bidirectional. And it's just two circles touching. And it just shows that it takes it from both the front and the back. I like taking it from both the front and the back. And it's a recording applications, art interviews, instruments, and vocal duets. And now we have the descriptions. Oh, the stereo description. The stereo mode is great for capturing a realistic stereo image. To start, point the microphone at the sound source you want to record. And the front of a microphone is the side of a microphone with the blue microphone's logo. Depending on the instrument and or sound that you want to achieve, place the grill of the microphone anywhere from 2 inches to several feet in front of the sound source. By centering the sound source, you will get equal amounts of signal in both the left and right channels. If you want a little more of the signal in the right channel, move the sound source a little to the right side of the mic, as if one is behind the microphone. And if you want a little more of the signal in the left channel, move the sound source to the left, as if you are behind the microphone. Alternatively, you can record everything as centered as possible and easily adjust the position when you're mixing the recording. If you want the sound in the right or left channel only, you should try using the cardioid bidirectional or the omnidirectional setting. And use your software to hard pan the sound to the left or the right. So actually, I think stereo might be the way to go for ASMRs. It's just what I'm trying to figure out right now. Cardioid description. Cardioid is the most commonly used mode and can be useful in almost any situation. If you are recording vocals, a podcast, or a voiceover, cardioid is likely your best choice. When recording in cardioid, sound directly in front of the microphone is picked up, while the sound at the rear and sides of the microphone is not picked up. Therefore, you will want to arrange the source directly in front of the microphone. Cardioid will deliver the most direct, rich sound, but will not offer as much airiness or presence of other recording modes. Omnidirectional description. Omnidirectional means that the microphone picks up sound equally. from all directions. This setting is perfect for recording a group of musicians all playing at the same time. I'm recording a conversation between multiple parties around a room, a conference call, or any other situations where you want to capture the ambience of being there. Because sound is picked up from all directions in this mode, the orientation of the microphone isn't crucial, but as a good rule of thumb, start by orienting the front of the microphone in the primary sound source you wish to record. And bidirectional. Bidirectional means that the microphone picks up sounds at the front and rear of the microphone, while the sounds of the sides are rejected or not picked up. The bidirectional setting is very useful in achieving a nuanced, pleasant sound when recording musical instruments, and is perfect for recording an interview with two or more guests. By placing the microphone between two or more subjects, front of microphone facing one source, rear of microphone facing another, you can achieve a natural sound without the complexity of using multiple microphones. Above all, feel free to experiment with Yeti's advanced capabilities to find your favorite sound. And if you want more tips, go visit the website. That's a Yeti manual, which means I finally can come. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly